And welcome, one and all, back to another edition of the Bat Comedy Podcast. I am your host, DJ Marcus. You're joining me live in the Bat Comedy Studios. But I'm never alone. I'm with my boy, Joey LaFaro. Joe, say hello to the people.
We're back somewhat in a semi-permanent contraption.
This is not a
once and done kind of thing. It's not a, hey, we're going to come and tease you and then walk away and then you got to go find a hooker in an alley. No, we're going to be there to tease you and then call you 3 days later and tease you again.
That's
the kind of long distance social distance relationship we feel comfortable with.
That's right. We're going to finger diddle you for the rest of the night, baby.
There we go.
We're going to put it in you and we're going to put it on you. And that's the kind of thing Bat Comedy does.
Only with consent, though.
Yes, only with consent. We are only consensual
love makers.
We're a consensual podcast. Oh, man, Joey, it's been a week since the last time we were on the air.
Oh, yeah. We did the
test show last week.
Yeah. I lost track of when that was. It was impromptu.
It was an impromptu show.
It was a prologue.
But it was a good show.
It was a good prologue.
Yeah, we did a good job. Yeah. I mean, I'm proud of us.
Patting myself on the small of my upper neck because I can't reach my back. But yeah.
So you got T-Rex arms. You can't reach your whole back. Man, but hey, as some of you may see on the internet, I'm wearing a mask. I do not have COVID-19. I've been tested. I'm going to be tested again very soon. But I've been tested, and it was negative the first time.
Okay.
So we're going to go for a double negative.
How long have you had symptoms?
2 weeks.
Oh, so if you had it, your test would have been positive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm in the clear now.
As long as you're being precautious with me, I appreciate it.
Yeah. So yeah, wearing a mask. We're in the same room. We're 6 feet away from each other.
And keeping your germs to yourself.
That's right. I only cough directly into my mask.
Yeah.
Only particulates come out and they just drop down. They don't go 6 feet. they don't travel. I've never understood this whole mask thing. You're gonna get it, I'm gonna blow snot in your face. I don't know how the hell you're supposed to get this.
It's water vapor. It's saliva vapor.
Yeah, it's not gonna stop this damn mask isn't gonna stop shit.
Yeah, it is.
Really, Joey?
It captures the moisture.
So when they were spraying spray bottles through it.
I know moisture doesn't get through it because you know what I did? I worked out with one of those on, and I almost waterboarded myself.
You drowned yourself in it?
Almost drowned trying to freaking work out, like sweating with those things on. It's like...
Hey, right at your nose, right at the nose bridge.
Just it's covering coming. All of your air supplies.
Pretty, yeah.
Except your eye hole. And
you can breathe out your eyes. I've seen people breathe out their eyes.
Yeah.
I've seen a guy do it on the internet. Like, aren't the ear, nose, and throat and eyes all connected?
I think you could only do that if you have, like, diverticulitis or something. What's that disease where your eyes can bulge out of your head?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what that is.
Isn't that like stage 3 diabetes or something? Your eyes start popping up.
Yeah, when they pop up all around. See, mine's still in there. See, no diabetes. Mm. I'm at stage -0 on diabetes, Joey.
This is type eyeball. Type I diabetes.
Oh, man, but Joey.
Yeah.
It's been a long week, man. Shit's been going crazy in the world, man.
It's been a long year. 2023 has been the
weirdest. This is our year in review show.
It is. And it's been the weirdest year I've ever had. Like, personally, it's the first that I've had where I wasn't. Like working?
No, it's not. You tell me stories of you not working before.
Well, I mean, in a long time.
Yeah, like,
that was
okay.
Since college.
Okay.
Like since I really began my professional career.
Yeah. Okay.
I have not had an extended absence from the workplace.
Yeah, I get that.
Like last time I was unemployed, it was from like Home Technology Associates, and I was doing like. AV installs.
No.
Like running wires in households. And all the wires I put in those households are now obsolete. Like that's how long ago it was.
Yeah, I get that.
It's all the technology I learned and mastered in 2000,
2009 is obsolete now.
Oh yeah, shit yeah.
2010.
Yeah, because it was at the end of its life then.
But this year did not involve any jugs of urine. So
there you go.
We're in a better place.
Well, you're doing better with your life, Joey. You making better decisions.
I married up. That's really the only.
You and me both, bro.
I still don't know why or how, but you know, here we are.
How we get so lucky?
Yep.
You and me both did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
I mean, my future bride is a very, very formidable woman.
She
keeps me alive.
I had to do a lot of exhaustive interviews in 2020.
Yes.
You know how hard that was during the peak pandemic?
Oh, yeah. That was, dating during the pandemic was the worst shit ever. Because you had to actually, figure out people without figuring them out. Because you couldn't really be in like close proximity to them, because depending on what, like, especially me, because I have a shitty job where I'm with the public all the time, so I couldn't be around people.
My issue was
because I'd be contaminated everywhere I go.
My issue was before that, I already had like a social anchor because I spent an absurd amount of time talking to a child or to a person with limited English language. So like my verbal ability to speak consistently was really hampered in that, like, I hadn't really practiced. I was really rusty with just the English language at that point.
Yeah, I could see.
Like, that. I had to oversimplify things.
True. I get that. I get that.
Cause like big words were not going to work in that household. So, and references, all those things I had to kind of like neuter just to communicate for 2 years. And then I go back into and be expected by every single app-based female to carry conversations.
Yes. That was the worst shit.
It was really,
I'm not a, hey, how you doing? And then nothing.
It can't be. Look, I get when the question's kind of boring, whatever, but if I ask you, what is your like favorite thing or what are you passionate about? Uh-huh. And you give me a one word response.
Chicken.
Fuck you. Either you're lying to me or like give me something to work with.
Yeah, that was my biggest problem. That was my biggest problem during the whole time.
Yeah.
I would meet women online and the conversation would go nowhere, like really quickly.
Yeah.
And I would talk and I would talk and I would talk and I'd be like, okay, cool. So what are you interested in? And they'd give me nothing.
Yeah. The only reason that I made this work was because I got fed up. Like I literally, my future wife is only made it through the process because I got fed up with her, which is not. She just happened to be the one where I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to troll them.
Yes.
So I started asking her like weird versions of the same questions. I would just I think one of them was like, hey, because like you said, you can't just ask me, what's your favorite movie? That's lame. But I was like, all right, you're going to Mars. You get to take 3 DVDs, no streaming, strictly DVDs. What movies do you take and why? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Take that math and make it a word problem. That's what I did.
There you go.
You know, took it back to middle school math.
Middle school math. Yeah, I mean, I did a little bit of that. Mostly
because you plus me wasn't equaling calculus. You know what I'm saying? So
I remember that. But I did a little bit of that. Mostly, I waited. Mm-hmm. Okay, I waited for them to want me. That was my big thing. Because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
After like the last relationship where I was like, you know what, I'm gonna keep pursuing and I'm gonna keep pursuing, and then I was like, you know what. Why?
If you aren't a natural pursuit individual,
no, it's not going to work for you.
It's not. And you shouldn't be pursuing. Like, that's not healthy.
No, it's not. And then so I was like, you know what? I'm not going to chase down women. I'm
no women. You should, your whole life should revolve around pursuing a woman. It can be driven by like, oh, that's not good enough for you. Well, fuck you. And then you go do something.
Yeah, do something bigger.
Which, like, okay, I realize, okay, I'm fueled by spite. I understand that. That's kind of what I need sometimes. I kind of need someone to kind of to piss me off. That's really, yeah. Or just doubt me. Like, that's always helpful to have.
Doubt me. I'm gonna make you pay. I'm gonna make you pay for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We're gonna take a break. You want to see what happens when I move out this house? Watch what happens when I move out this house.
Oh yeah, that is a threat for your ass right there, Joe. Oh man, but yeah, man. So we've come out on the other side, Joey.
I'm childish. I'm gonna win the breakup.
Two very, very soon to be married men. Technically, I'm married already, Joey.
You just file all necessary paperwork and documents.
Yes.
You squanched that squanch.
Yep.
Sorry, I've been watching a lot of Rick and Morty
for
some reason.
It found its way into my YouTube algorithm, so now it just shows up.
That when you watch things on my Hulu, inevitably I feel like watching them again. Like, I just see them back and think, it's like, yeah, I guess I haven't watched that in a while. Happens the same thing with Enterprise. The only problem is we're on different seasons.
Yep, so you're fucking up my timeline. Oh, where I'm like, what damn episode was I on? How the fuck am I back on season one? Who the fuck is watching season one? But yeah, we're on the other side, Joey. We're almost there to the marriage finish line. You got a date in mind?
I have a date for my honeymoon.
So would it be the day before you go on your honeymoon?
Like a week or two. We're probably gonna do it sometime around the time I proposed. So it's about a year.
Okay.
Nice bow on the year of engagement.
Okay.
We did our due diligence. We file our 12 months of cohabitant validation.
You validated your cohabitation?
We didn't kill each other after a year.
There you go.
In the same house.
That's a win.
I mean, we didn't in a year in the same apartment, but I feel like the stakes are higher here.
Yes, because... Here's a lot more on the line.
We're still learning. Like, I think there's two pieces of the puzzle that like are still kind of being ironed out. Is one, like, she has this tendency to like just clean up things when she sees them, which is great initiative. But the problem is, inevitably, she does eventually get frustrated by, why are you not doing this? Like, are you leaving it for me? It's like, I didn't leave it for you. I left it for me to do later. Or I didn't have an awareness that it needed to be done.
It didn't need to be done right now.
And if you keep cleaning up stuff instead of me coming back around and going, oh, wow, I didn't mean to leave this much of a mess, I'm never going to think that I leave a mess. So, like, I've coached her to point out to me when there's a mess for her to do, because then I will either take care of it. Or at least I know, I need to be more mindful when I'm doing things so I don't leave a mess for her.
I told my girl, tell me when I'm fucking up.
Yes.
That way I know to fix it so it doesn't continue be an ongoing problem. Right. But also give me the grace and the space to fuck up.
Yes.
Don't just take my fuck up as he's a fuck up.
And I feel like this is good, like, parental prep, because yes. I think this is what you need to do as parents too. Mm-hmm. Is there needs to be enough leeway to allow mistakes,
yes,
but also like they need to be aware of the mistake, and you can't solve the problem for them. You can't do, you know, they gotta let them fail. It's as hard as it sounds.
Yeah, but I mean, you gotta make them aware of the problem first before you can actually say you should have fixed this.
Yeah.
So you give them the space to learn, and you go, okay, grow from that.
Yeah.
And then you go, okay, you're still haven't grown. Mm-hmm. Here's where you're still fucking up. Okay, cool. I know you get to a stress point in that where you're like, hey, I'm tired of telling you to get this right. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, if you're a partnership, we're going to build.
Yeah.
And we're going to be better anyway.
Yeah.
So that's how I look at my relationship. And me and my girl have a very, 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 very fun relationship. We laugh all the time. And that was the one thing I needed in my relationship, was to laugh. Mm. I couldn't do any more humdrum, annoying ass broads. I couldn't do that anymore. It's just, you've met all my ex-girlfriends, Joey.
Yeah. it's like this weird thing, because like I'm in a very strange relationship, and I realized it today because I was like, so we've seen some lists of movies that I haven't seen recently.
Yes.
And I haven't seen ever, but we saw the list recently.
Yes.
And I was like, hey, maybe I should watch these. But then I realized that neither of us are black, but we're going to have a black child. Like, that's like, I'm off white. She's African. Like, our kids are going to be black, and then they are going to need to have their cards. And I don't know if I need to file for a black card permit, or if I have one that got revoked. I'm a little unclear of where I land in the structure there.
You don't need one.
Okay.
Because they have Uncle Marcus.
Okay.
And Uncle Zach.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be enough for them.
But I'm worried, because this is one of the things with our relationship is we have the laughter sometimes. Because she's been here for a while.
Yeah.
But there's also a lot of like, because for me as a comedian, it's very important that she gets my jokes.
Yes.
And it's like 50-50 shot, because she missed like the entire 90s. So anything before then is a crapshoot as to whether, like, I found out the other day, she doesn't know who Bill Nye is.
The Science Guy?
Yes.
How'd she not know Bill Nye, the Science Guy? Bill.
Right.
Bill.
Right.
That's they had him on like every level of school.
Yeah, but she got here in high school.
Okay.
So like, and that's the kind of thing where it's like, okay, I can't really blame you, but I also feel like this is a red flag. Like,
it's not a red flag.
No, the red flag was that she doesn't like Princess Bride. And I've never met anyone else who's ever said that.
Okay, I don't love it.
No, hate. I mean, operative word, like hate.
Oh, she hates it?
She did not enjoy it at all.
I don't like it.
We could not finish the movie.
Have I ever finished Princess Bride? No, I haven't.
Really?
I have never finished it.
Yeah, you're a guy. It's a little less.
Most of those movies I fall asleep on.
That's what she did.
Yeah, I fall asleep on it. I fall asleep on, what were you watching the other day? Like, I fell asleep on The Color Purple.
Oh.
I always fall asleep.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to it yet. Which one should I watch? Because there's a new one.
The old one is really traumatic.
Okay.
Like, not dramatic. Traumatic.
Okay.
It'll hit you deep in the feels. But the new one's more light.
We need to start having Black Mystery Science Theater.
Oh yeah, we need to have Black Knights. Because have you seen Harlem Knights?
Yes.
Okay, you seen Harlem Knights?
Yeah.
Have you seen?
Because I know Zach Knox, so yes, I've seen.
Yeah, you've had to watch it. I watched Harlem Knights the other night. Like, I just watched it yesterday.
Yeah.
Literally, I watched it yesterday.
Yeah. HBO Max started having the Onyx collection, so. I mean, they don't call it that, but let's be real. What's happening?
Ebony time.
They're having the Mahogany collection movies right now. So
it's they usually run those during February. That's usually when those usually come out.
Maybe they decided to start early this year.
But hey, sometimes you got to dig in early. Where are our fucking guests?
I don't know. It's a good question. I should check my inboxes.
Like, there's supposed to be two fucking people on here with us.
That's not one of them. Well, well.
It's okay. We'll keep fucking
going. We'll just go.
We're going. Like, I looked down and I was like, it's just fucking us still? What the fuck is this? But then I go,
we don't need the pad. We could just.
No, just keep going.
Go when they show up. It's DC comedy. So this is the thing, if you're just turning in, if you're new. The DMV comedian scene is really unreliable. So there's a chance that they will tell you they're going to show up and then not do it. So that's a thing.
The DC comedy scene, the New York comedy scene,
and apparently the Tampa Bay comedy scene,
the Florida comedy scene. Every comedy scene is full of comedians. What's the word, Joey? Uncommittal comedians.
They're all finicky and shit.
Pretty fucking much.
All them flimmer flammers.
Oh, man. But what's going on in the world, man? We got some shit going on, man. I heard some shit, Joey.
What is that?
I heard some shit about Diddy this week.
I heard some shit about T.D. Jakes.
Okay. So let's get into this.
You always want to send me his sermons and whatnot.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
It was one of them.
Very inspirational.
It was one of them about throwing it back.
Throwing it back hard. Oh, why do they have to go add T.D. Jakes to this shit? They just had to throw somebody in there. People were going to be like, ooh, he in there too? I think that's all that was, Joey. I think that's all it's going to boil down to be. Because I'm looking at T.D. Jakes, okay?
Well, he said it's a lie.
He did. He flat out said it was all a lie. It was all made up. It was all the devil at his worst. And I believe him. You know why I believe him, Joey? Because he's a 65-year-old fat black man. Who fucking them? I mean,
I don't think it works the same for
the gays
them than it does.
Like, he's not like a smooth Tom Holland.
What?
Like, I can see you fucking Tom Holland.
What?
You wouldn't fuck Tom Holland, Joey?
That'd be really weird.
You look like his dad.
Yeah, like fucking my younger self. It's creepy.
That's so funny shit. I just thought about it in my head.
I gotta find that. I was thinking about. I gotta find that particular photo because people keep questioning that ever happened. But I gotta find that old yearbook photo
of you looking like Tom Holland. Okay, hey, if you find it, put it up because I want to laugh too. But it. Like, I don't see that as a thing, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I know people just want to fuck something, mm-hmm. but fucking a 65-year-old preacher.
Yeah.
That's nothing to brag about. And these people are actually ready to come out in public and tell about fucking a 65-year-old preacher. And hey,
I mean, a bear's a bear.
God damn it, Joey. Shit, you hurt my chest. That hurt my chest, Joey.
Got some good roughage at it. Maybe you get that, get the germs out. That'll cough the demons out. Yeah.
But again, Diddy has taken down one of the most powerful preachers in the world on some bullshit. Like it was even an act. It was like an accident that his name was even mentioned in the shit. Because it was like a throwaway comment, and then it was like, "Oh, T.D. Jakes is here."
Yeah, that's how that whole thing with Bill Cosby started.
Sure, the fuck did. This is when we'll see the fucking downfall of this preacher, because it's just like Bill Cosby. It was a throwaway comment. Bill Cosby raping women since the fucking 80s. And everybody was like, oh. And the next thing you know, 9 billion women show up.
There's a lot of tea that has not yet been spilt out there. And there's a lot of people who aren't calling that shit out. But a lot of it is so accepted that someone's going to say some shit off the cuff. And people go like, oh, yeah. And everyone else will be like, oh, yeah, we knew.
We knew that. Yeah, fucking talking about it. We knew.
There's really never been that, like, big, like, swell of, no, it didn't. You're lying.
You're a liar, sir. You are a liar, sir.
Because every person who says that sounds like they're full of shit.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, indeed. But I mean, if this becomes a thing, Joey, mm-hmm. and all this stuff becomes true, mm-hmm. it shakes the Christian, it shakes the black church to its foundation. Mm-hmm. Especially the current black church. Because mm-hmm. when you look at that guy as the bee's goddamn knees, mm-hmm. he is the man at the top.
Apparently he's the man at the bottom, too.
He's the man at the bottom, too.
I don't write these jokes. They just happen.
I do this, Joey. I do just like that. I just throw it up, I'll eat. But yeah, it's going to be so crazy, dude. I can't.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the Diddy stuff isn't going away. Now they have Now they have like a burner phone from Kim Porter. Kim Porter been dead for like 4 years. And now where's her phone come from? Where the fuck did Cassie get her phone, a burner phone from her?
He must have pissed off the Illuminati.
He had to. Fucking Joker mask must have pissed him the fuck off. When he was the Joker and Batman for Halloween, they must have been like, this motherfucker done lost his goddamn. He gonna tell our secrets. I think they thought he was gonna tell all our secrets. So they were like, fuck him. Get him out of here.
Bury him down.
Bury him. It's like, what the fuck is happening right now?
All his shit come out.
It's like now who a Columbus Short shows up.
Who?
Did you ever see Stop the Yard? No, you never seen Stop the Yard. No.
I did see Napoleon recently. That was terrible.
Napoleon Dynamite?
No, the movie Napoleon.
Oh, that was about Napoleon?
Yeah.
Bonaparte?
Yeah.
Why? What the fuck were you watching that for?
Because it was a Ridley Scott movie. It had Joaquin Phoenix. Like, oh, it's the Gladiator team reunited. And except it's about Napoleon. And I was like, I kind of know some stuff about Napoleon, but it'd be cool to watch a movie about him, I think.
Was Russell Crowe in it?
Dude took over. No, he wasn't. That might have been the problem.
That was.
But, no, I mean, the problem was that Joaquin Phoenix was the only person who didn't have a British accent, including all the French people, which made no damn sense.
Just all the French people had British accents?
All the French people had British accents. And then the way they portrayed Napoleon was that he just was a fucking weirdo.
He was.
He wasn't.
He was.
There's no way that a weirdo lets all those people just follow. They don't. Soldiers don't hop up to just to follow a fucking weirdo to their deaths.
Napoleon
multiple times.
Napoleon
multiple times. He got half his army murdered in Russia. Then they kicked him out of the everything, and then he was like, "Fuck this! I'm just gonna have a coup and take over the whole country again," and did. You don't do that by yourself. Someone has to like listen to you. You're in exile and you raise a fucking army.
Napoleon, Hitler, Mussolini, and George Soros. All crazy human beings. I don't know why I added George Soros in there, but those three.
But that's not the same thing, because like Napoleon wasn't like known for atrocities.
No,
on his people.
Hitler, for the most part, rallied his whole country behind him. And Hitler was fucking on meth.
No.
He was on fucking meth.
Yeah, but like Hitler's doing the exact same thing Donald Trump's doing and playing to his ultra-conservative,
ultra-base
right.
Yes.
And those are the same people who consume meth. So it makes sense. He's like, he's like me. And then
he's just like me.
Yeah. And Jews will not replace us. And that was kind of the.
Yes, Jesse Pinkman, Jews will not replace you.
So that's exactly how it went down. Just meth and blame the Jews. That was a strong enough campaign for post World War I Germany, who's like, you know what? Fuck everybody. They put all these sanctions on us. All we did was try to conquer the world because we're great. We're the greatest. You know what? And Hitler's like, you know what? You were right. You're the greatest. And they were like, yeah, you're right, Hitler. You should lead us because you know that we're the greatest.
You know we're the greatest.
That's exactly how it went down.
And this is why Trump said, make America great again.
Napoleon was just an artillery genius. And they were like, all right,
little man.
You're kind of different.
All right, little man. What are you going to do now?
But that's the thing. People act like he was really short. It's like, it's France.
He was.
Have you met a person from France?
He was tall.
Are they tall?
He was tall for them.
Where are the tall French people?
What's
the average height of a Frenchman?
I can tell you about four tall Frenchmen.
Ask Jean-Luc Picard. I'm sorry. It was hilarious. He had a Scottish dude really playing up the whole French angle. He was so proud of being French.
Let's see. NBA Frenchman.
Why'd you go NBA? Of course it's going to be high. I mean the average height.
Victor Madumwamwamu. He's an African.
Yeah, that's cheating.
Yeah.
The average, in France, the average male measures 5'9". Oh, Napoleon's so short, 5'7".
How tall Napoleon was? 5'7"?
I think so.
Hold on. Nimble.
That's not the point.
Nipple.
The point was the movie was terrible. Oh yeah. They just made him like I mean a weirdo. I mean like a fucking creep. Like they just said that he left his whole platoon in they showed him shooting the pyramids with cannons for no reason. They were like, oh, getting ready to fight. And he's like, yeah, fuck your pyramids. And then just shot the pyramids. Like, there was no reason for that. It didn't happen in real life. Ridley Scott was just like, yeah, he would do that. Like, like it's just a terrible movie where it just like you just made up a bunch of shit. And then they like had this thing with his wife where he like his wife had a kid. And he met her through the kid, and then the kid disappears for the whole movie. And they have these awkward fight sex scenes in front of guests.
Ew.
Yeah, there was this weird scene where like she was barren and she couldn't have an heir for him, uh-huh. And probably because from the fibroids or something because she was older than him. And the movie it wasn't that way, but in real life she was older than him. Okay. So like, bottom line, she didn't have no kids by him. And he was like, I need to have an heir. And then he like fucked other women. And then in the movie, they made him act like it was his mom's idea, which wasn't true. He just was fucking.
So he had a Napoleon complex.
Yeah. So
and an Oedipus complex.
So like, yeah, there's one scene where like they just like have this like they have a long dinner table, uh-huh. You know, where they're sitting on the opposite ends for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
And then they like crawled under it and started fucking while the help was just standing there helplessly.
Oh, so it was like Spartacus.
Yeah. Something like that. And then there was like they had guests over and they're at the table and they're just having this fight about, well, you can't bear my seed. And then she's like, well, why don't you take your dick and shove it somewhere else? And she's like, yeah, you make love to your pork chop. He's like, I will make love to my pork chop. Destiny brought me this pork chop. And that's a real line from the movie. Like, what
the fuck? This movie was stupid as shit.
The movie was retarded.
Okay, you made me not want to watch this movie. Now, here's Napoleon's height. Sources...
I forgot what we even got on the subject.
Sources consequently estimated Napoleon was probably closer to 5'7". Then 5'2". Although the range may seem short by 21st century standards, it is typical of the 19th century, which Frenchmen stood between 5'2 and 5'6. Okay. He was average height for then.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like the whole, oh, he was short is dumb. He didn't even have that complex is fictional because he's only short relative to other characters from history, but he was never like in competition with them.
Hold on. He was deposed twice in the same month.
I don't know.
I'm looking at this Wikipedia. But it says deposed April 6, 1814, and April 11, 1814. So he was in charge and he got deposed. Then he got it back and got deposed again.
Yeah, there was a lot of. France wanted him to be the leader, but he kept trying to conquer places. So every time he stepped outside of France, all of Europe was like, no, not again. Stop it.
Oh, so he wanted to be Alexander the Great.
I mean, he was trying to. That's why he got into Russia and then got half his army killed because the Russians are like, all right, fuck you. We'll burn our own fucking everything.
We'll burn the land where you come from. You can't beat Russia. It's
like, hide until the winter.
Everyone who's tried has
to evacuate and take all the food. And you're just gonna have an empty Moscow.
Man, George Washington was
that 60. Sounds like a drink.
An empty Moscow. Mm-hmm. George Washington was 6'2".
Yeah, that's why they think Napoleon was short, because all of our heroes were tall. Like Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, Jesus. I hate you so much. Oh, man. What else is going on, Joe?
I have a controversial take.
Okay. Hot take from Joey.
Die Hard. Christmas movie. Die Hard 2. Not a Christmas movie. But Die Hard is a DMV movie franchise.
What do you mean?
Think about it. So Die Hard 1.
Uh-huh.
Man travels across the country to reconnect with his estranged family.
Okay.
And won't let anything stand in his way.
Okay.
Right? It's not just happening on Christmas. There is a family-oriented theme at the heart of that movie.
Yes.
He hugs his children and kisses them on the head at the end.
No, he doesn't.
There were babies in that movie. They got out of a limousine. Someone drove them there.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they were. There was a whole reporter thing, and then they fought him or something.
What?
The babies were in the movie. I remember that, and because the reporter threatened the housekeeper with INS.
Oh, yeah, probably so.
Right? The kids were in the movie. There was like, well, he was going to a family. They painted the picture for you. The mom was in LA with the kids because of the career opportunity, and he was trying to like make sense of how she wanted to be independent, but also together, and she just wanted him to support her. There was a lot of family dynamics in that movie that people want to gloss over because it's one of the greatest action films of all time. But doesn't make it less of a Christmas movie because there was an actual Christmas theme at the heart of it. Die Hard 2 isn't, because it just was like him dealing with bullshit at an airport.
True.
Like, it was just the worst possible day at the airport. Like, there was no family. Like, the kids weren't even in the damn movie.
Nothing was in that movie except the airport.
The airport and the assholes in the airport.
It was
in a Jimmy Smits in DC for some reason. Now it's a DC movie franchise because that took place at Dulles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Die Hard 2 took place at Dulles.
Yep, Die Hard 2 took place at Dulles.
Okay.
And Die Hard 4 took place in DC.
What was 4?
4 was the one where the
Live Free or Die Hard?
Yeah, Live Free or Die Hard. Timothy Oliphant was hacking shit.
Okay. Yeah, it is. Well, 3 takes place in New York.
Yeah. 4 and 1 took place in LA.
Why the fuck is he traveling the country
fighting terrorists?
Why the fuck is John McClane fighting terrorists all over the country?
And then there was the one we won't speak of where he went to Russia
to fight terrorists.
Well, like, first of all, I don't want to give any more recognition to a Jai Courtney movie than necessary. Fucking asshole.
Okay, here's my question, Joey. Here's my question with all these movies, okay? He's a cop from New York.
Mm-hmm.
I've met cops from New York.
Mm-hmm.
I met cops from all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I've never met a cop in my life that could take down a terrorist cell that wasn't an ex-military. They've never said John McClane was ex-military in anything he's done. He's just an overweight, out of shape, drunk cop.
He wasn't overweight and out of shape in the first one. That just happened with the times.
He was a drunk, out of shape cop from New York that took down terrorist cells in LA, Virginia, New York, Miami, Moscow, and DC. Wow.
He's like, I think they had that whole thing in Live Free, Die Hard where, what's his name? Justin Long was like, why do we have to do this? Why are we doing this? Like, there's everyone else in the FBI and everything. Why is me and you, like, I'm the kid you arrested in New Jersey. Why are we going to the Warlock's house?
Thank you.
And he was like, because, you know, he basically said, it's like, you see something, you do something about it. You don't just leave it for the next guy. So we're the guys that are doing this, which is kind of a cool concept. I like that. I forgot what the speech was, but it was very, very empowering.
I get that. But he's a cop from New York.
No. He's a charismatic cop from New York, and that's the most fictional part of the whole thing. Yahtzee.
Who hates niggers. As that placard said when he was standing in Harlem. Don't think I forgot John McClane.
You don't think he felt differently after his time
with Samuel Jackson?
With Zeus.
Zeus, lightning bolts. You mean I will throw one up your ass?
I hate Zeus.
Do I look Puerto Rican?
God, that movie hits so much different now. Like, I did not, like, I saw that when I was 10.
Oh my God.
I did not understand that part of the movie at all.
Hey, Zeus, man, calm down.
I just sat there going, I don't get it. Why is he so angry?
Oh my God. And no, Chef Dave, I do not have COVID. Chef Dave just texted me, do I have COVID? I don't have COVID, but I am sick. but yes, Die Hard is a Christmas movie, Joey.
I'm sorry. I've been ignoring the Instagram comments. They do not come into our other feed, so I apologize. For all the folks tuning in on Instagram, thank you for sticking with us. What's up, Juno? In real life, they cut the noses off the pyramids. Well, first of all, the pyramids didn't have noses, Juno. I think you're talking about the Sphinx, and it wasn't Napoleon. Do you not trust your mic or your face fucked up? He's sick, so he's trying.
Shut the fuck up. That's what I say to that. What the fuck?
Sorry. Wealthy people. I don't even remember what the wealthy people will do what they want was in regards to, but I think they can still hear that through my microphone. yeah, wealthy people do what they want. That's always been true. Let's check. We actually have two live Instagram feeds right now because we also are live on Comedy Shows Near Me and the Dot Comedy Podcast Instagram account simultaneously.
Oh, simulcast.
Yeah, which is why there was an echo earlier.
And oh, okay. I was trying to figure out what the fuck happened with that joke.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
I was like, what the fuck is Joey doing? Like, I thought we had this under control last week. Oh, man. But what else is going on in the world, Joe?
But did you enjoy Christmas? Did you have a good Christmas?
I did.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I did not bring my Christmas gift with me.
Christmas gift?
I will wear it to Comedy Shows Near Me presents Masquerade in the Hills at Arundel Mills.
Not in the hills.
Masquerade in the Hills at Arundel
Mills. Masquerade at the hill. Wait, at the mill? Masquerade at the mill.
Masquerade at the mill.
Damn it, why didn't we coin that? That was just so good.
There we
it's
go.
Too late now.
We just snowballed that into Masquerade at the Hills.
Yeah, it only took us to get through, like, you know, dyslexia six times.
Pretty fucking much. But I will wear it that day. Okay. Because, oh, I did get my mask.
Yeah.
My beautiful fiance did order my mask.
Okay.
So I gotta go find myself a red shirt.
We gotta practice our Phantom of the Opera rap.
Okay. Oh, we do have, did we do that?
Oh, the AI generated
it. AI generated a rap for us?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's amazing what you can do with a little
Chat GPT.
It's in everything now. It's everywhere. Everything has like a little AI. Hey, use magic, and then it clicks it and it goes, this uses Chat GPT to write awkward comments.
Yeah, my game I was playing. I'm playing you've seen the ads for all those games that don't make sense online.
Mm-hmm.
I play Top War.
Okay. Yeah.
It's actually fun. It's like Age of Empires. If you ever played that when you were in middle school and high school, it's like Age of Empires. So I enjoy playing it, but like it has an AI function that just popped up today.
I never liked Age of Empires because I felt like I was cheating on Civilization when I played it.
Why?
Because Civilization, I'm a loyalist. Sid Meier's.
Oh. I never
played. Let's get to Alpha Centauri.
I never played Civilization. So you like space games.
It wasn't a space game. That's how you won the game.
By getting to Alpha Centauri?
Yes. That was one of the ways you could win the game. You could also just kill everybody else.
That usually works too.
Yeah.
It usually ends games.
Sometimes I did both.
Kill everybody and get to
Alpha Centauri? Yeah, you have to time it very carefully, but you can accomplish it.
Sometimes you win.
Believe.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Sometimes you just have fun, Joey. That's what I say.
You will when you believe.
You get on my nerves sometimes. My fiance.
Yeah.
She got me a nice brand new hat.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see it. It is a red hat because I wear red hats whenever I DJ. Mm-hmm. And it says DJ Marcus on the front.
That's dope.
And it has the emblem. Does
that have lights?
No. It does have the emblem of my favorite team on the back.
Ah.
So it's a win-win for Marcus. And she bought me a pair of...
So you can spin it around and watch the game and spin it back around and DJ?
Yes. No, that's not what I'm doing with that. And she also bought me a nice shiny pair of red Beats by Dre headphones.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, oh, shit.
There you go.
Wasn't expecting all this.
See, that's the problem. Like, we had a negotiation. There was like a ceasefire of gift giving in my family.
I got you.
Except I didn't get the memo from my uncle. But this is bullshit because he sent us shit. So I was like, well, we're going to send you a box of shit too. And he's like, you can't buy us anything. What are you thinking? You guys are poor. And then I'm like, yeah, but fuck you. I'm going to do it anyway.
I wonder what Italian Italian gift boxes look like. Is it hams?
We don't. It's not
and hearty breads.
It was last year because my uncle has moved to Delaware and okay. They used to go down to this Italian market to get stuff for the new Christmas Eve. They used to host Christmas Eve.
Okay.
So I had forgotten about where the place was, but I stumbled upon it. It's in Union Market. And so when we discovered that, I was like, oh, they don't really get to go down there anymore because they live in Delaware. So why don't I get them a nice little Italian care package from the Italian market?
Okay.
But that was the only year I actually like sent
ham.
Prosciutto, but yeah. charcuterie.
You sent a shit cannery?
I sent them some gabagool. And
gabagool! Don't drop the gabagool. You mulling yarn, don't drop the gabagool. Is that what y'all say? I don't know.
No, it's not. Just
isn't mulling yarn a black person?
Yeah.
The N-word for the Italians use?
Well, the muli, which I think is an eggplant. Which I think if they ever like emojis must get really complicated in Italy.
Cause I've been watching The Sopranos. Mm. And they were about to get in a fight with these rappers. Mm-hmm. And Paulie, the most Italian stereotype you're ever gonna see on a damn TV show. He goes, what type of moulinyans are these? They call themselves gangsters. And he's pulling off a bulletproof vest. And they were having a phone call. I was like, what the fuck? How hard do they have to be at the strip club on a Tuesday afternoon that he has a bulletproof vest on and he's putting in a locker?
Wow.
I don't know what the fuck is happening right now.
That's a lot.
Like, I'll play the scene for you before I go.
Yeah.
It's probably the funniest shit in the world.
You know what was funny for all the wrong reasons?
What?
While I was trying to watch Die Hard 2 because they didn't have Die Hard. They had all the other Die Hards, but Die Hard 1. It's Christmas. Why isn't someone streaming Die Hard? That's dick move streaming platforms. All of you. So
walkie-talkie Die Hard, motherfucker.
Right.
You should have done a Die Hard, Joey.
So Die Hard 2.
Die Hard.
So I'm watching Die Hard 2, and I see this ad come up. And it's Santa Claus. And I'm thinking, okay, what's this going to be? Another Best Buy commercial? No. And then Santa picks up a letter. And he's reading letters. Like, oh, this is okay. This is going to be annoying, but probably one of those like cute, muggy things. No. He picks up a letter. It says on the front of it just the word Israel. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. And then this happens. Oh, wrong thing. Oh, there it is. The fuck indeed. what you heard there was a child from Israel writing Santa Claus about how his family had been attacked by Hamas and his father had been kidnapped. And he included to Santa Claus a crayon drawing of the event.
Oh.
And then you heard Santa weeping about it.
Are they Jewish?
See, that was the part where I was like, this seems like a reach. It just...
I think they just said somebody help. I don't know.
It just feels like they're trying a lot
a lot
to sound like, you know, Like, they don't have billions of dollars of U.S. weapons.
Joey's about to get us canceled. You about to get all the initials after us. You want the initials after us, Joey?
Come at me, bro.
No. Your name is Joe.
Power come out.
Your name is Joe Lowe, not Joe Rowe. You can't do this. We aren't built for that.
Wait a second.
Okay.
Hey.
Oh, shit.
I'm late. I got into a discussion with my husband and completely forgot. Sorry, I'm here now, but I hear Joey being anti-Semitic. I didn't miss that shit.
First of all, I am Semitic. I can't be anti-Semitic. That's dumb.
She did squeeze into that tiny shirt for us, Joey. I appreciate it. Hey, Candace, long time no see.
How was your Christmas, Candace?
Marcus, are you okay? Do you have COVID? Is that why you have a mask on?
I don't have COVID. I have cold. And I'm trying not to get Joey sick.
He's being very
good. Yes.
Oh, you guys are in the same room.
Back in the studio.
Dope. Wonderful. Hopefully in the spring I can be live in the studio as well. Trying to make it to DC.
Okay.
April, May-ish. Let's see. Hopefully.
That should be fun.
Come through.
Yeah, that would be super fun. I can't wait. That would be awesome.
So how's everything been, Candace? It's been a long time.
Just don't make it May, because there's a part of May that I will not be here.
Yes.
Oh, you mentioned, yeah. So you said April's better?
April's better.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'll try to make that. I will try to make that work. I got to wait until it warms up. I can't go up there in the winter, or no. I won't.
Yeah, I didn't leave the house today. I was supposed to go to the gym, and then it was like, it's cold. I'm done. Nope. Not
yeah, not. I can't. Oh, you know?
I didn't have any sweatpants left, so
this is a perfectly example of Joey not working. Because how do you run out of sweatpants? What the fuck kind of shit is that? You have to have you have to clean clothes. Shit, you in the house?
I
you run out of sweatpants. You live in the house. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm not at home.
Where you go?
I've had a lot of family activities over the past week, and it's conflated my time availability.
Okay. You keep telling
me. Yeah. So what does a Nigerian Christmas look like? Like, is it involved, like, a lot of different events and shit?
No, I mean, like, we didn't really have a Nigerian Christmas. I don't know why you're presuming that we did. That's kind of weird.
That was a little racist.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you why, not in a racist way, because when you were doing the proposal, you were like, I had to follow all these Nigerian like customs and traditions.
Yep.
And I really don't know anything much about the Nigerian culture. I didn't know if they had special things that they do for the holidays as well. So that's why I was asking.
I think that her family kind of has their own. So we've done Thanksgiving with them the last couple of years. So that's what we've done with them. And then Christmas Day, we go over to her sister's for a brunch. But her sister's like super Americanized. Like she works at the White House. Like she doesn't type stuff. So like, or at least she used to. My point is, like, she's not very traditional. So except for like, but we had all this like traditional stuff. Like, this is the first year that they had ham at Christmas, because I was like, it's Christmas, ham, right? And they were like, we don't really pork. So
they don't eat pork. Okay.
I was like, you will now. And then I made a ham and bacon. So
Joey gave him sinning.
I had to take the ham. We're not Muslim.
Not double pork. Not but ham and bacon.
They kept the funny part was, so her sister used to be like vegan, and now she's on keto. So
she ate that pork.
So she kept all the bacon.
Of course.
We made gumbo, and gumbo traditionally has a lot of pork in it, but my family loves Hassan so much and they wanted him to be able to enjoy it. So they like changed everything that was supposed to be pork to either turkey or chicken or beef so that he could eat it. So like it has smoked sausage in it and stuff like that. And they made sure everything was non-pork. And so it came out pretty good. But that's the awesome. Other thing that they didn't know is he is also allergic to shrimp. So it's he still like really couldn't eat that much of it, but he was able to eat a little bit of it.
They tried to kill your husband. No, they tried to kill him.
No. I'm sorry. If you can't eat sausage or shrimp, you have no business eating gumbo.
No, you need to say no. You don't get any gumbo. I'm sorry. It's
that's not for
that's
you.
That's not what we made this for.
Here's the thing. The only thing that bothered me was her mom made this stuff called uba, which is like a shredded nut. It's like...
Okay. What type of nut do you know? It's like almonds or...
It was the hardest thing to like Google because like you got like it's called uba, like look up uba, it's just the way it's prepared is shredded,
but like U-B-A?
B-A-H.
Okay,
so it's kind of it ends up being kind of like a consistency of a salad, but the thing is, it's a very oily seed, and it's also it's basically a bean and it has a lot of protein in it, so it's very filling, and her.
Sounds like semen.
And their mom
sounds like semen.
No.
Sounds like semen. It's oily.
I tell you to go to Jesus, but I think that's how we got here in the first place, considering TD Jakes activities. So
I missed us talking about TD Jakes. Damn yes, it.
You missed the TD Jakes conversation.
The problem was she made it like moderately spicy. The problem was if she gave everybody a full bowl and then Kalechi was like, you can have some of mine. I'm like, I always eat all the African food. Like when they make pepper soup, I'm like, give me that. Like, let's go.
Right.
But the problem was, it wasn't that it wasn't delicious. Like I would have had more, but like after having a bite of it, I realized if I eat this, I ain't eating anything else on this table because this stuff is extremely filling. After like one bite, everybody else had like a whole bowl they were trying to finish, and then we had a ton of leftovers.
So wait, describe to me. So it's a shredded nut, and then what else? Like they make it into like a porridge, or like what else besides the nut?
I don't know. It was like a bunch of seasonings. It was almost like a curried vibe to it.
Curry,
but it's like a similar. Like I'm pretty sure there's like some turmeric in there. You know, because it had a very yellow color and spicy.
But do you eat it like over rice? What's the main part of it?
By itself, like it's basically shredded, like it's in a pile. They serve it with saltfish. So,
okay, that's what I'm saying. What does it go with? Because it sounds like a sauce almost.
No, it's too? Not. It's like you said. It seems like a bean salad almost.
Okay.
It's like very thin strips of it. It's pretty neat.
I got the hell away from all that stuff.
Yeah.
Sounds very delicious.
No, it don't. Stop lying to him.
But before you join us, I was explaining how my Christmas Eve was interrupted by Israeli propaganda.
Okay. What happened?
I don't know if you have Hulu.
I do.
And you didn't see no ads over the past couple days that were concerning?
Well, I haven't been watching Hulu lately. The last couple of days I've been watching things on Apple TV. So I haven't tuned into Hulu in probably several weeks, actually.
Okay.
So I won't run the ad back, but there was an ad that came on. And at first you just see Santa and he's reading letters from kids. And you're thinking, okay, they're going to ask him for Cheerios or something from Best Buy, right? No, then
Cheerios. What fucking kid do you know?
I can't think of a cereal, but Lucky Charms, whatever. Whatever kids,
whatever right? kids want Santa, these days.
Yeah, whatever kids want from Santa these days, you know. So like, yeah, then Santa picks up the envelope and it pans away from Santa, and looks at the envelope and it says Israel on it. Which is weird because if you wrote Santa, I think there would be some other words on the letter somewhere, not just
that is Israel.
Not just the word Israel.
So someone wants Israel for Christmas?
No, wait for
also,
it.
Also, why are we putting Israel into a Christian holiday? Like there's a lot going on.
Wait for it. It gets worse. So then he proceeds to read the letter and the kid's voiceover comes on. And it's got a really weird accent. You're not sure where he's from. And he's basically telling Santa, on October 7th, some men came into my house and they hurt my mommy and they took my daddy. And then there's like a crayon drawn like depiction of the event. And then Santa starts crying. And it ends with, please bring my daddy back home.
Oh my God.
And that's what I was saying. It seems really weird. Like there's so many things that are just like,
horrifying.
Yeah.
Who approved that?
The state of Israel.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because here's the thing. Even if I am Israel, how am I watching that and thinking this is a good look? Like no. Like who's looking at this and feeling bad? You're looking at this and going, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? Like it's bad.
You know what that means. Oh my God.
It's just poorly executed is my issue.
Hey, I agree completely.
That is very poorly executed. Like, I totally like, agree.
It's like a poorly laid trap. It's like Wile E. Coyote. This definitely was like the Acme run Roadrunner trap of propaganda ads.
I'm gonna purposely watch something on Hulu to see if I can see this ad because that sounds Google awful.
You can just Google it because there's plenty of what the fuck reaction videos
oh, on yeah. TikTok. Everyone was like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck happened here?
All right, so I'm gonna put Santa Israel commercial.
Yes.
All right. Wow. That sounds terrible.
I just like was like it's and then I actually got into an argument with someone who like was like Santa's a fictional character. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. Why is he crying? He could just fix it.
He could just go over there and fix it.
But I guess the kid doesn't believe in him, so he can't.
Okay. I think you're misconstruing Santa's powers with like God. Santa just delivers presents. He doesn't fix war-torn countries.
Presents from Candace.
Huh?
Where does he get the presents from?
He gets sent his slave midget army.
His workshop of magical elves. All they make is toys.
You don't think they have elf team 6? You don't think they have
Candace? You're mislabeling them. They are a midget slave army that Santa has in his workshop.
But they're elves. When are elves not magical? I rest my case. Santa's magic.
The
midget slave army is owned by Willy Wonka. Okay. The midget slave army.
Magic slave
army.
They make it happen.
Yes. Oh, man. Oh, Joey. Yo, Candace.
It's a good timing for Candace because she brought this video to my attention. Not the Israel one.
Oh.
This other one that we need to discuss.
Okay. Ooh. We hit that one?
Yeah.
Let's hit it.
Let me get the presentation going.
Can you share it on the video?
I'm working on it.
I mean, I need you to do better.
It's been a minute since I did all this.
This is not what I wanted.
What the hell? Like, for real, what the fuck?
Okay.
Let's explain what happened. The kid wanted an Xbox, but they bought him a PlayStation, or vice versa.
This is a skit, but...
Yes.
That is definitely a skit. Let's say that's what happened.
Yeah.
Right.
The dad that said, what the fuck? At the end there, that's how I knew it was fake. Because I saw three black children and a dad doesn't just go, what the fuck? He starts moving in the direction of said child.
Too slow a reaction.
His reaction was way too slow. It was like, what? Like he was stunned. No, it's move. At that point, it's what the fuck? And then you grab him. And as he's saying what the fuck, you're pulling him back to you. And you're finishing, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, and black kids are not allowed to throw. Like, you see how he threw it on the couch? That they don't allow that in our black households.
No. Maybe a little.
They didn't allow it in my household either. What are you talking about?
You couldn't throw that shit and then storm off. None of that would have been able to happen.
And it, like,
Haley, I would have thrown that whole Xbox at Haley, at the back of Haley's head before she hit the door.
Here's my issue.
They don't even understand how quick that would have picked that. The phone, like, you would have seen the phone going toward him as like, as he was walking away. You just see the, he was like, I didn't want this.
So I first saw this on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And then I've since seen it again on Twitter.
Okay.
And now I'm at the point where in multiple places I have seen in the comments, people in multiple cases say, why didn't you just get him what he wanted? Which is an absurd stance for a parent to take in my mind.
No, it's not, because they're the same exact amount of money. Why go out of your way to get your kid not what he asked for?
Hold on. That's a lot of assuming that the parent went out of the way to get it wrong. First of all, there's multiple Xboxes out there. That doesn't necessarily mean that that is the one that's the same price as a PS5. They may have had a budget issue. Yes. Also, there's two other kids in that household. There's also already a video game on that couch that's not the Xbox. There's already a PS, whatever the hand clicky one is.
PS4?
Right.
Hey, wait. So that's
also, why do you assume the kid even said what he wanted? There's no point before that. No,
that was in the caption. The caption was like, that information was given, that the reason why he was upset is because he got an Xbox instead of a PS5, or the other way around.
But that is an after the fact caption. There's nothing to say that that kid expressed that at any point prior to Christmas.
Okay.
Or how it happened. What if the kid sent one of them text messages?
We're watching it with that as the context. The context is he got the opposite gaming system of what he wanted.
Right.
And so this is what people are responding by, right, based on that narrative.
But they're all assuming that the kid, that all these things were true. Like, it's not, there's nothing in that description that says that the kid, that it was expressed ahead of time, that it was expressed clearly, that the parent knew what to get, that they purposely got him. They're like, none of that is there.
In the one that I saw on Facebook, that's what it said. It said that they got him this, but he wanted that.
Here's what happened after the fact.
It's obvious that's what he wanted, but you're assuming that ahead of time they knew and purposely got in the wrong thing.
Here's what everybody here is doing right now. That's getting the black dad in me real riled up right now. Both of you are forgetting the one mitigating fact of fuck that kid.
I was going to get to that.
Take the fucking gift. I don't give a fuck. You don't pay for shit. Fuck you, you flat-faced bitch. Get the fuck over here and open this fucking gift all the way the fuck up and go over there and hook it the fuck up. Go hook it the fuck up right now. Hey,
no, play.
Get your goddamn... Hey, help your fucking brother hook it up to the goddamn TV. We playing this... Hey, I paid for this shit.
This is emotionally abusive, I feel like.
No, it ain't.
That is a multiple, no matter which one you got, that's a multiple $100 gift.
Yes.
I know, but my point is, if you know he wants this one, why buy the other one? For what? Any place that you went that sold PS5s also sold Xboxes. So you could have just gotten the one he wanted. That's why purposely
true.
He doesn't want?
Availability has been an issue for years now.
Okay, here.
Every holiday. So maybe maybe they got him an Xbox because the PS5 wasn't available yet, and he can return and exchange the Xbox for a PS5 when it got there, but they want him to have something to open on Christmas Day.
Okay.
It could have been from a grandmother or from a parent who doesn't know fucking video games, asked from their elbow, and they got confused and mixed them up. How many times, we growing up have our parents go, hey, can I get an X Cube? Or game box, or whatever the fuck, random, you know. So it's like, there are plenty of reasonable explanations why they didn't get him. Like, no one owes them to get the right present on the first try. How often does that happen? Why do you think we have return departments? Because this is always a fuck up.
No.
Return departments are when you're trying to guess what they wanted and you got it wrong. When the kid says, I want an Xbox,
why do you think he has gift receipts?
for when you're trying to guess what the person likes and you don't know or not. If the kid said, I want an Xbox, just get the fucking Xbox. Well, why get the PlayStation?
What if he didn't, though? What if that kid just thought they were supposed to just know?
You know what? Y'all don't respect me because I got this mask on. You know what? I'm going to take this mask off so y'all can see my
fucking face. I'm going to get to the point where regardless.
Okay. No.
That's not how you receive a gift.
I don't know. It's not a matter how you receive a gift. Fuck this TV. Fuck the rest of these gifts. I want y'all to pack all this shit up and take your bitch asses in the room and pack all your other shit up. Y'all ain't going to have nothing. How about that? How about you go in the room? You're going in my room. You know whose room that is? That's my motherfucking room. That ain't your goddamn room. This is why I'm happy with my daughter. Because I give her whatever when she wants something, she don't ask for nothing. She just says, hey, whatever you want to get me, daddy, I'm happy with. And I give it for her. Because at the end of the day, my daughter knows, hey, daddy, get me. If I say I want this, daddy got it for me, and it ain't no problem. But at the end of the day, when a kid acts like this, this is the motherfucker you want to choke. And I want to choke him for every dad out there. I want to choke him for his dad. Because I want to choke him for his dad because his dad put that shit on the internet. And I want to choke his dad because he's supposed to set a better damn black example than this. These are sad black examples. Joey, your black children better not do this shit to me. Your black children do this shit to me, I will fuck you up. You don't understand, Joey. Me and you gonna fight if your black children do this to me.
It's like you children are allowed to have emotions. He's allowed to be upset.
No, they ain't.
Christmas morning is a big deal for kids. What did he look like? He was maybe 12 or 13, something like that.
Yeah, you're old enough to be able to accept the gift gracefully. Do you know how much I didn't want socks every year from my aunt?
But I mean, does he not have the right to feel how he feels? Like he was upset. Right.
You can express it in a healthy way because you don't have a right to be ungrateful.
Did you ever see A Christmas Story, Candace?
No, I don't think I've ever seen that. That's what the little white boy with the glasses, right?
Yes.
I haven't seen that one.
Joey, have you seen A Christmas
Story? Someone took time and thought and money.
Joey,
what?
Have you seen A Christmas Story?
Yes.
Okay. The scene in A Christmas Story where he gets the pink bunny outfit that he did not want, that he did not want to wear, but he went upstairs and put it on. Because what did his mom and dad do? They said, go upstairs, put it on, let us see it, and then you can take it back off and be good. Mm-hmm. Be happy that you got something. Because if it was my house, it's all going in the lawn. Cause I'm gonna throw it all away and I'm gonna put water on it. Cause I'm fucking mad now. Cause you know what? Now your brothers and sisters ain't getting shit. Cause now I need my money back. I need my money back now. Now I need my money back. I'm tired of all y'all. I done worked hard. You know how many hours I work a goddamn week, Joey? Mm. For this motherfucking boy to tell me that he don't want the goddamn gift I gave him. Okay. This is hurting me.
That's the thing that bothers me.
This hurts my feelings.
Is you can exchange it for any number of things that they still invested hundreds of dollars in a gift for you. So they have something to have on Christmas Day.
So the narrative that they were trying to push was that the parents purposely, it seemed like they were saying the parents purposely got him the opposite thing of what he wanted. And so
His reaction was shitty because what if inside that box was the game he really wanted?
That would have been cute.
But no, the little bitch decided to run in the goddamn room and just throw shit. Now he broke the new damn PlayStation 5 that I had for him.
What if the PS5 is in the Xbox box?
Yeah, that would have been cool.
But like it's still. I mean, why? First of all, don't prank your kids. That's just dumb.
I was gonna put bricks in Haley's box 1 year.
On the internet all the time, prank their kids, and I think that's something that people do on Christmas a lot. I've seen my sister and her husband do that to their daughter, like put something else in the box, but they really got them what they wanted. Yeah, that's typical.
You get a gag gift, right? That's fine. Then you open the real one. Like pranking them, like, do you know how much money you have to buy an Xbox and the PS5?
No, you just got to buy an Xbox box. You got to buy an Xbox. Yeah. No, here's what I would have done, Joey. You know what I should have done? I should have taken the broken what is that Chromebook that I had to pay Prince George's County $165 more for. Mm-hmm. I should have put that inside a box that looked like it was an art set. So when Haley opened it, she would have. I would have said, "Here, you can have back this $165 fucking because I ain't spending no more motherfucking money on you." Because that's what these kids do to you, Candace. They make you wrinkled right here.
My thing at,
right here
at age like between 11 and by the time
you ain't got them, so I know you smooth. You got a smooth forehead because you ain't got kids.
By the time you're 11 or 13, you can wait until later in the night or something, or pull your parents out and say, "Hey, I actually wanted the PS5. Can we trade it?" Or something, but like
you can pull this dick. Don't pull me aside and ask me for shit.
But the temper tantrum is like if the kid's like 6-7, that's some 6-7-year-old shit. I don't expect that from a kid that age.
I don't know.
12 years old is still a kid. It's still a kid with kid emotions and not kid mannerisms,
growing
and kid preferences.
Now that's this new kids. These new kids don't have any like
goddamn nice. They have kids.
They have no like ability to like have any sense of resilience or stability.
I'm about to come to your house and spank your kids.
Everything's an attack. Everything's an excuse to be crying about something.
Joey, you and your wife are giving me permission to spank your kids.
I mean, here's how I know it. You know what? Did you watch football this year? There were most games I've ever seen go beyond 50 points. Because the teams just quit. Like, just don't. These young kids don't have any comeback in them. There's no. When you lose, you lose. All you got to do is convince them they lost and they fold.
Yeah, true. Bunch of pussies. Bunch of goddamn pussies. We talked about that on the podcast.
We're damaged, but we're resilient.
Yeah.
I think for kids, Christmas is a big deal, and you should try to get them what they want. That's what I think.
Yeah, but there's no indication here that they didn't try.
Okay. And
that's my problem. That's like,
fair.
Like, no one gives the parents the benefit of the doubt. They give the dumbass kid the benefit of the doubt.
That's crazy.
Poor baby. Christmas morning's a big deal. I
guarantee you, if that video had come out in 1995, they would have all said the opposite. They all would have said, fuck that kid.
Fuck that kid.
Why is his ass not in his room?
He would have got a belt like Pootie Tang when Pootie Tang's dad came and hit him with that damn belt that fast and then swapping it back around his waist. That'd have been that kid's ass. I don't get it. Kids, listen. All the kids at home. Is anybody commenting on Instagram, Joey?
Huh?
Anybody commenting on Instagram?
I'm checking now. Okay. Reggie Bullock said he would have caught an ass whooping. Damn right.
Thank you, Reggie.
You guys got
that's Reggie. I know Reggie. Reggie's one of my childhood friends.
Okay.
I know Reggie. We would have caught an ass whooping.
Right.
We know how that would have turned out.
Fuck that kid. Your children for expressing their disappointment.
It's not. Like,
that's not a reason to beat your children.
Candace, you never got whoopings, did you?
Oh, all the time. And for inappropriate shit like expressing emotion. There you go.
See, this is the reason these kids are running wild.
It's not about
reckless today.
It's not that they can't express emotion, it's about doing it in a healthy way. And not necessarily a whooping, but that needs to be corrected. That's a behavior that needs to be learned, is how to express it in a healthy way, because it shouldn't come at the expense of someone else, you having that freedom. It's not fair.
So I think the sentiment there is that his method of expression was disrespectful to the parents.
Yes, and hurtful.
Very hurtful. You know how hurtful it is for someone to throw something down that I spent $500 on?
The adult should have the benefit, you know, should be an adult more than a kid should be an adult. But it doesn't mean you don't, like, if you raise a child to be a child, they'll continue to be a child. Like, you gotta have that same standard so that they know what the right way to act is.
Mm-hmm.
The parent acts like that kid did in response to that kid, then we have problems, don't we?
Right, that's the problem, because that's an adult, but we're talking about a 12-year-old who was disappointed on Christmas morning. They wait all year for that. You know what I mean? So that was a big deal to him to not get whatever he wanted. He could have expressed it better, but he's also a child with child emotions, and that's how he felt. Like, oh man, I didn't get what I wanted.
And you know what? That's why my daughter doesn't believe in Santa Claus. That's why she doesn't believe in Christmas, Santa Claus, and other shit. She's never has. My daughter is never.
I'm gonna have Santa.
She believes in Jesus. She doesn't believe in Christmas. She believes that because we taught her very long ago who buys these gifts. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't sit there and go, hey, some magical man is gonna come leave some shit in the house. And all I gotta do is be good all year. No, goddamn it, daddy's going to work.
My family was every time I got a gift from Santa, it was socks. So all they did was make sure that I knew that the cool gifts came from them and the lame gifts came from Santa.
Pretty
so
much. Don't work with Santa. Don't fuck with Santa. Yeah. Because I did 1 year. I tried to make her believe in Santa. Mm. Like I knocked her. Like she's never lived with me on Christmas. Like she's been with one Christmas, and I think that out of her whole life. But okay. One Christmas, I came and I knocked on the door, and I was like, "Oh, hey man, I got the bag. You want to take it in, or you want me to take it in?" I'm just standing at the door and I'm talking back and forth like I'm talking up in the sky. I'm like, "Hey, you want to take it in, or you want me to do it?" And she's like, "Who are you talking to, Daddy?" I was like, "Santa. He just left. He left these at my house." And I just bought them to you. And she's like, oh, really? He ain't real. And then I just walked in and I was like, here you go. Shit, fuck it.
But that was really sweet that you tried to do the whole, like, aw, that was so cute.
I'm a cool dad when I want to be, but I would whoop her ass if she threw some shit that I spent $500 goddamn dollars on.
Yeah, that's a pretty expensive thing to throw.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I agree. But Joey?
Yeah.
It's getting late, man.
It is.
I think we got one more in us?
I think so.
All right, let's hit it.
I want to talk about this new movie franchise that Southwest is trying to make called Away Alone.
What is that?
Yeah, where they send a six-year-old boy to the wrong city on the plane.
They still doing that wrong?
Southwest is making it? The airline?
No.
No, that's what they're doing.
It's
It's a reality TV show, Candace.
Yeah,
but he said Southwest was making it.
No, Southwest has.
That was the airline involved.
Yes, they sent the child to the wrong place.
I thought it was
okay. And they're filming that as a reality show.
Oh no. Christ, that Christ, was Candace. A joke.
Babe. That was a joke.
Oh, I was very concerned.
you a real thing.
With these. Yeah. Wait,
like what the hell are these people doing?
Whatever. There was a reality show I watched. Now, granted, it wasn't an American show. It was like a Chinese or Korean show or something. But it was like with little kids and they like see how much they can do on their own, right? It's like a six-year-old and they like send them to the store or like, have you ever seen this show?
What's the show?
So it's a show where they see how grown up a kid can be. And these kids are no older than maybe 5 or 6. And they like send them to the store on their own or like have them like tend the farm on their own, like little kids. So that's like, why.
To do when we were kids? What the fuck are you talking about?
This sounds like the shit they have the midgets do on Jackass.
Yeah, pretty much. Candace, this is what we used to do. You don't remember doing this when you were little?
First of all, I never was sent to the store as a 6-year-old. Absolutely not. These are like children. Little kids.
And you don't remember working the fields as a 6-year-old?
Oh, it was Spirit. My apologies to Southwest.
Absolutely not. And then they like, and when I said the store is like maybe a mile away. The kid has to like walk across town and like get the groceries and come back. It's a Chinese show or some shit where like it's called Little Grown Ups or something.
Oh well, shit. The Chinese be doing some crazy shit to their kids.
Yeah, it's wild.
So Spirit decided to. So
Spirit was supposed to send this kid from Philadelphia to visit his grandmother in Southwest Florida, and he was put on the wrong plane and ended up 160 miles away in Orlando.
Oh, did he go to Disney?
So when the grandmother got up to the airport, the flight attendant was like, "Hey, I don't have any kids with me." And the grandmother was like, "Where's my grandson? He was handed over to you at Philadelphia." And then the grandson called her, telling her that he had landed.
"I'm here, Grandma. Where are you?" "I'm here. Where are you?"
This is real. This is a real thing that happened.
Real thing that happened.
So hold on. How did they mix that up?
I don't know. Here's a statement from Spirit. We take the safety and responsibility of transporting all of our guests seriously and are conducting an internal investigation. We apologize to the family for this experience.
Did they offer them like a free Spirit flight?
Fuck that. I'm never putting my kid on Spirit ever again. I don't care how free the flight is. They lost him.
This is all from the Associated Press. I don't have any additional details at this time.
Wow. This is.
So basically, he was supposed to like go to Tampa, but ended up in Orlando or some shit like that.
Pretty much.
Yikes.
They fly kids like that all the time. Like custody hearing, like custody shit. Mm-hmm. If you're in different states, you can drop your kid off at the airport, at the terminal, and then go, hey, they're going to visit to their dad in California, and you can just fly them across the country. But again,
how old was this kid?
Six.
Wow.
What were his parents doing?
That's what I'm saying. Who would put a 6-year old on a plane by themselves?
Where were they from? They were from where?
Philadelphia,
Tampa.
In Florida.
I don't, it just said Southwest Florida. It didn't specify the other city. It just said he landed in Orlando.
And his parents on meth. His parents got to be on meth. And that sounds like some parents said, hey, get on that plane. It's the same thing that happened to Home Alone 2.
No, I think that the airport workers were on crack.
Nah, they do blow.
Who would send their 6-year-old by themselves? That's way too young.
Marcus, I used to live with a Philadelphia airport employee who was a crackhead.
Sounds about right. That sounds like your life in Philly. I wouldn't send my daughter. I would fly with her.
Thank you. We're talking about a 6-year-old.
I think it's expensive too, though.
Yeah, it's expensive to fly with them, but again, you got to pay the way.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Your 6-year-old safety is more important than the $400 flight. Or this is Spirit, so I'm sure the flight was only like $150, right, especially if you're not bringing any luggage. If you're just going to escort the kid, there's no way.
Well, as the show title says, this isn't what I wanted for this baby. I just looked down at that and went,
I forgot that.
That was the show title.
Yeah, it was.
Oh man! Oh Jesus, Joey,
you're right there.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm gonna cough it all out tomorrow. You know, I got some. Hey, Candace, I got some of your people's stuff. I got some cough medicine with codeine. So I'm gonna go home and put some Sprite in a cup, and I'm gonna pull up. That's what y'all say down south, right? You pour up,
sip on that scissorp,
and pass the hell out.
Yeah,
I think it's time for me to go ahead and pass out for the night. But guys, we've done it. It has been a long time coming, but the Die Comedy Podcast has put one more in the books, Joey.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. When was the last time we broadcast? Like 3-4 months ago?
Last week. You weren't.
No, here. Before that.
That was the last time was probably May or something.
Was it May?
Wow.
You were still in the old apartment. I know that.
Yeah.
Like a half a year? I didn't realize we were gone that long.
There was a lot of moving that delayed and restructuring that delayed a lot of things.
Yeah, everybody started to get married and shit. So now we're all like sitting here trying to figure out what our lives are really gonna be like.
Yeah, this has been a good year for us. Joey got engaged this year. I got married this year. Marcus, didn't you get a new apartment and a new job this year?
Yeah, and I got engaged. Weirdo.
Oh, wow! Did I know that? I didn't know that.
You must not follow me on Instagram or Facebook.
Let me go look right now. Congratulations!
Exactly, I got.
I've been trying to stay off social media a lot. I feel like it's rotting my brain. But anyway, let me go check.
Yeah, you're not posting any thirst trap pictures. I'm really, really missing those.
He had to race me to the wedding after he found out I got engaged.
I sure did. So. I'm gonna beat him to the altar. Joey got engaged first, but guess what? I'm gonna beat him to the wedding.
Wow, petty.
Petty as fuck. I'm gonna make his girl look at him twice. That was my plan in 2024. to make all my friends' girlfriends look at him. Like, your Marcus fucking did it. How the fuck? We're still dating and Marcus is married? What kind of shit are you doing to me?
Now we're just looking at our friends like they're peasants.
Pretty much.
Okay, first of all, there's nothing on your Instagram about an engagement. Let me go to Facebook.
I posted Instagram or Facebook? I think I posted Facebook.
I don't remember you posted much of nothing.
That's what I'm saying. I haven't seen anything. I know I wasn't crazy.
And you don't post much, so it shouldn't be that hard to find.
Yeah, it's on Facebook. It was on Facebook, I think.
So when we're going to be back, though. We're going to be back more regularly because now we're going to start doing these every time we have a show.
Yeah, the week before every show.
So I guess what we have shows for the next 3 weeks straight. 4 weeks straight? 4 weeks straight.
4 weeks straight.
We are going to be at Arundel Mills this Sunday for New Year's Eve. Very special event. Come out. Lawrence Owens is headlining. I'll be hosting. Chuck Best will be there. And comedian Chi-Chi. And then we got DJ Marcus spinning the hits all the way through midnight.
There
and
you go.
Then January 6th, we will be back at McGinty's in Silver Spring with Lana Torres headlining. D-Lo is going to be there and some other funny individuals. And then January 13th, we debut at the Rendezvous DC right across from U Street and HU. So that's going to be really a lot of fun. That'll be headlined by our good friend King Tink.
Awesome.
And with a feature act by Joey Friedman and a visit from none other than Booba Cal Jenkins. And then we're back at Dave and Buster's on the 20th of January with the return of Maria Sanchez at the Arundel Mills
DC. Dave and Buster's.
Yes.
Who's recording, Marcus?
It's Joey. It's a bunch of different people recording. Her best friend's the one who did the video.
This is so sweet. She's super short.
Okay.
Are you really tall? I don't know.
I am very tall. You're an Amazonian. You can't really talk about other people's height.
You, I'm 5'6".
5'6", where the fuck?
That's very tall. I think that's a little bit above average.
You're not 5'6".
I just wear heels all the time.
Heels all the time.
Okay. So I'm used to seeing you at eye level and like.
Oh, yeah. She always seems slightly taller than me, which is always annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually when I'm out and about, I'm like 5'10 because of my shoes.
Okay.
Yep. That sounds about
I'm right. I'm 6'2. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's right.
So most women will seem short to me next to me.
Well, the ring is very pretty. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So nice. Exciting. Everybody's going up.
Yep. Getting bigger, getting
older. Working on it.
She's asking where I am, Joey, so it's time for me to go.
All right. So we'll be back next week.
Yeah, we'll be back next week, man.
This is going to be a regular thing, folks. So set your clocks to it. We're going to find a new regular date and time.
Yeah, guys, and figure we'll have out that information time
to you soon. Yep. But make sure you stay tuned to us on Instagram, hey over there, .comedy, the .comedy podcast, or at comedyshowsnear.me. If you want to follow our upcoming shows, comedyshowsnear.me on Instagram, we'll have all of our upcoming events. And then for Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hey, Twitter, by the way, we can actually see your comments now. They added that feature today. So
sweet.
Start squawking at us and we will be happy to interact.
Bawk, bawk, tweet, 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 tweet. Candace, where can they find you at coming up soon, dude?
You can find me at @just_Candace on all of the socials. And I have a couple of things coming up. This week, I'm going to be at the Orlando Improv for the late show on Friday night. And on New Year's Eve, I am headlining at Sunshine Comedy Club in St. Pete.
Oh, awesome, man.
Yeah, two shows that night. Two chances to come.
I don't know why Comedy Shows Near Me didn't try to book you at for the New Year's spectacular, but
we tried. So didn't come up during the winter.
Yeah, I'm not coming during the winter. I love doing New Year's shows. I remember I did New Year's Eve at the DC Improv 1 year. New Year's Eve shows are always really, really cool. So, yep. And they say that, you know, on New Year's, you should, like, however you want your year to go is what you should be doing when the new year comes in. And I'm going to be on stage telling jokes, you know, so that's going to be bring more of that energy into 2024, keeping me booked and keeping me on stage.
That's good, because I need some of that, because I don't get booked enough.
Yeah, yeah. Book Joey LaFaro. I think I'm going to start hashtag book criminally, Joey LaFaro.
Criminally underbooked. I will be at the Abingdon Grill on Saturday. That's a new,
The Abingdon Grill?
Yeah, I'm coming to Abingdon, Maryland, wherever that is.
But. Okay, cool. You know, I am also, remember, every fifth Thursday, I will be at the Hottie Hole in Hampton, Virginia. Come on out. The girls are going to be a little scantily clad. So, you know, DJ Marcus will be ricky, ricky, ricky spinning the hits, because at the end of the day, when the girls don't wear no clothes, DJ Marcus goes. That's how it works. I don't know how it happens that way, but hey, it happens that
way. You used to be at the joke hut. Was it the joke hole?
Laugh hole. It was a laugh hole.
It was a hole. It definitely was a hole.
The laugh hole.
The hole got filled in, so.
Hey, I gotta be in a hole of some sort in order for me to spin these hits. So come on out down to Hampton and see DJ Marcus what did I say, Joey? Hey, who knows?
Yeah, I just remember it was in Hampton, Virginia.
It was in Hampton, Virginia. So come on out to Hampton, Virginia. If you come to Hampton, come to the center of town and scream DJ Marcus, and I'll come find you.
If you click your heels three times, then he'll play.
He'll appear.
Oh, man, but I am DJ Marcus, Joey LaFaro, Candace August. We are the Dot Comedy Team, and we will see you next time. More fun and more thrills on the Dot Comedy Podcast.
We did it! My voice in your head, but no one else is a blast.